This is JIS News. Coming up, Ministry of Health to establish special unit to monitor facilities used by newborns, pregnant women and newborns to be screened for sickle cell disease, and government to focus on implementing critical business reforms. The news in detail after this message.
Get your heritage material at the JIS head office. Special discount when you wear the national colors on Fridays to make your purchase. Now through to October 30.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is to establish a special unit to monitor facilities in both the private and public sector utilized by newborn babies. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this move is in keeping with the United Nations Every Newborn Action Plan, as well as the government's Vision 2030 agenda.
This unit will be headed by Dr. Michelle Ann Richards Dawson, a neonatologist, and comprise Dr. Jacqueline Besesa McKenzie, Dr. Karen Shaw, Dr. Simone Spence, with support from the ministry's epidemiologist, Dr. Karen Webster, and the chief nursing officer.
The health minister was speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday. He adds that the health ministry remains committed to taking all the necessary actions to ensure that the neonatal mortality rate continues to trend downwards. In the meantime, the government has announced plans to train more healthcare workers in neonatal care aimed at expanding and improving the quality of care for premature infants and pregnant women. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this is in a bid to build the workforce capacity to respond effectively to newborns, especially premature babies.
1,000 primary care workers will be trained, 200 community health aides, 86 physicians and nurses. 20 nurses in neonatal care have already been deployed to the field as of July 2015. An additional 22 nurses are in training and will be dispatched to the hospitals in another 6 months. We will continue training until every health facility in Jamaica where newborns are will have the required number of nurses.
Dr. Ferguson says the ministry is also taking steps to procure ambulances and equipment for maternal and neonatal high-dependency units. Additionally, 21 nursing and medical students will be trained over the next few years in neonatology, maternal fetal medicine, and critical care. Come December, all public hospitals in Jamaica will be testing pregnant women and newborns for sickle cell disease. The Universal Screening Program is part of a thrust by the government to develop a strong framework for the early detection, diagnosis, and treatment of sickle cell. Director of the Sickle Cell Unit of the University of the West Indies, Professor Jennifer Knight Madden, says while the general program guidelines are aimed at sickle cell patients of all ages, early detection and treatment are critical for infants.
The guidelines themselves actually speak to care of people with sickle cell disease at all stages of life. But this particular project is aimed at the newborns for the simple reason that your highest chance of dying from sickle cell disease is actually in the first 3 years of life.
She says the objective is to minimize the effects of the disease on affected persons, enabling them to live normal, healthy lives. Sickle cell is one of the priority conditions that have been included in the government's strategic and national action plan for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. The plan has the main objective of strengthening the management of the sickness at the primary, secondary, and tertiary care levels. And Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the National Competitiveness Council is focused on getting critical reforms implemented to improve the environment for doing business. These measures, he says, will create the kind of environment where investors, including operators of international franchises, can come into the island and flourish.
The importance of international franchises operating in Jamaica cannot be overemphasized. They provide a boost to industry competition and raise the quality and standards in the marketplace, ultimately benefiting consumers.
Minister Hilton was addressing Burger King's 30th anniversary awards ceremony in Kingston recently, where some 111 members of staff were honored for long service to the company. He has commended Burger King for 3 decades of operations in the country and for contributing to the economic landscape of Jamaica and the wider Caribbean region. The fast food chain employs some 900 Jamaicans. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.